In a ballroom at Weber State University, people chatter and sit together at tables. The aroma of hot food fills the space, and two men dressed in vibrant African garb playing drums and a thumb piano set the mood. Betty Sawyer is the chairperson of the Utah Black Roundtable, an advocacy group seeking equity for Black communities in Utah. At an event to celebrate Juneteenth, Sawyer spoke about goals for her organization.
This is the cheer section, and the work that we're about to do, everybody gets to contribute.
Sawyer says being a Black woman in Utah comes with experiences the majority population might not ever know.
Oftentimes, we do have to prove ourselves over and over again, and so we're questioned often or even overlooked in conversations. I could say, oh yes, we need to do A, and they move on to the next person. A white person sitting next to me can say, we need to do A, the exact same thing I said. Oh, wow, that's a great idea. I really like that. And it's like, excuse me, I just said that.
According to Prosperity Now, the average Black household in America makes about 7 times less than the average white household. There are multiple factors that contribute to this difference. Sawyer says one of those factors is wage inequality between Black and white workers doing the same job.
If you're not making enough money, if you're making $1 or $2 less than your counterpart that's doing the same job, then that's going to promote wealth inequality and wage inequality, and it's going to impact prosperity.
The Utah Black Roundtable is working with Utah's Intergenerational Poverty Initiative to address income inequality and other economic issues that face Utah's minorities. For Utah Public Radio, I'm Tamsin Malloy.